Okay, we are up to Yonah, Perek Gimel, the third of four Prakim in Yonah, and this is the Perek of Tshuvas Ninveh. Tshuvas Ninveh. If the first Perek was about the Tshuva of the sailors by the end, and the second Perek is about Tshuva of Yonah, so this third Perek is all about Ninveh. Yonah gets the second Sivui to go again, and he goes again, and they actually do Tshuva. That is the Perek. Vayehi, Dvar Hashem, El Yonah, Shenis Lamar. The Dvar Hashem was to Yonah again. Shenis the second time. There is a Machlokis and Meseches Yevamos on Daf Tzadiches. Does Shenis mean the second and final time, or not the second and final time? Maybe it was the second and final time, according to the Mefarshim, Mida Keneged Mida. He ran away from Nevuah, so Nevuah ran away from him. This job was finished. This job was finished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept with him for this. But other than that, he did not. That's what the Barbanel says. V'roi hoya le'asos kach, kiim hu hi barach mena nevua, v'ish tadel l'salka mea lov ye ancho, mida keneged mida, shetia nevua barachas bimenu, v'lo tove ehu od, dvar alokim asher katsu bo'at ba, so to speak. Even though we mentioned it was like a double-edged sword, in that he did it l'shem shamayim. The Rambam also notes, Shenis, this is ultimate tshuva, when Yonah is in the exact same situation, and this time he follows through in what he's supposed to do. Remember the Rambam talking about tshuva gemura in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Ahilchas Tshuva, Ezehi Tshuva Gemura, Ze Shebal Yado Davar Sha'avar Bo. If the same situation comes to him that he violated, the Efshar B'Yadol Asos, and he's able to do the same Avera, Upiresh, and he does not, Velo Asa, Bebrei Tshuva, and he does not do it because of Tshuva, Lo Miyirav, Lo Mikishlon Koch, not because he's weaker than he was, or some other type of external force, Ketzat, Hari Shebal, Isha B'Avera, somebody was with a woman, Ba'aveir, lachas manis yachidima, for who omade ba'avasoba, ukbe koach gufo, ube medina sha'avarba, upiresh, velo avar, zehu balchuva gemura, that is a balchuva gemura, all circumstances are the same. Husha shlomo amar, uzacharis baracha, bime bacharusecha, remember your creator in the day of your youth, meaning while you still have your strength, ad asher lo yavo yimei ha-ra'av yigiyu shanim asher tomar ein li bohem chefes. V'im lo shavala b'yimei ziknuso, what happens if he only does tshuva when he's older and he doesn't have the strength? U'be'eish she'i efshar lo lasos ma'ashaya oseh afal pi she'ina tshuva me'ule mo'eles hilo. Even though it's not ultimate tshuva, it does help. U'bal tshuva hu. This tshuva and this tshuva gemura. Afilu avar kol yamav v'yasa tshuva b'yom misaso. Even if he violated all his days and do tshuva on the last day of his life, like we know of Lazar ben Derdaya, umeis b'tshuvaso, kol avonosav nimchalim, all of his avonos are nimchal, even if he does it only on the last day of his life. Last day of his life. Again, that's what Yonah did here. Same situation. He's in, he gets the command, and this time he does it. And what does Hashem say? The same exact phrase. Kum lechal ninveh ha'ir ha'gdola. Ukra elas ha'kriya asher anochi davar elecha. Tell them the kriya that I am going to tell you. And this is again, tshuva of Ninveh. The tshuva of Ninveh. Rav Soloveitchik writes in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav that discusses what we discussed already two prakim ago, and that is the connection between Yom Kippur and the Haftorah of Yonah when we laid it at Mincha. So says Rav Soloveitchik, a number of ideas, but one of them is the universal extension. Most of the day that we talk about on Yom Kippur is all about Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael. It does more than illustrate the potent, but what does Yonah do? Yonah expands and universalizes. There may be an additional reason for Yonah's association with Yom Kippur. It does more than illustrate the potency of genuine tshuva and the moral improvement, which is a requirement for repentance. God's compassion embraces all of humanity. He is makabel tshuva not only from his covenantal people, but from all nations. The gates of atonement are widely open to all. And that's what he says. Yom Kippur is about personal, but then we expand at this point. It is therefore a characteristic of the universal embrace of our faith that as the shadows of dust descend on Yom Kippur day, all after almost 24 hours of prayer for Yisrael, the Jew is alerted through the book of Yonah prior to the closing of the heavenly gates that all humanity are God's children. We need to restate the universal dimension of our faith, especially when we are sorely persecuted and are apt to regard the world in purely confrontational terms. And he says we do this even, the relationship between the Seder, which is mostly about Am Yisrael, but then towards the end of the Seder, we have Nishmas Kol Chai Tevarech HaShimcha. We ecstatically envision all of the countries of the world joining in a grand symphony of homage to God. We move from Jewish redemption to the ultimate salvation of all mankind, and that is what this parak is about. The parak is about the tshuva of Nineveh and the universal connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to the world. So Vayakam Yonah, what happens? So Yonah gets up and does it. Vayelech al Nineveh k'dvar Hashem. He follows the word of God. V'Nineveh haisa ir gedola lelokim. It was an ir gedola lelokim. It doesn't mean lelokim that they served Hashem at all. It just means it was large. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it large. And Mahalach Shloshes Yamim, it took even 3 days just to walk through the city. Vayachal Yonah Lavo Ba'ir, Yonah starts walking through the city. Mahalach Yom Echad, Vayikrav Yom, he starts calling. Oda Barim Yom, V'Ninveh Nepeches. Another 40 days, 40 is always a unit, many 40s in history. V'Ninveh Nepeches, and Nineveh will be turned over. Nineveh turned over, Rashi quotes Chazal, Nepeches could be interpreted in different ways. Nepeches, it could be turned over. It could be turned over and destroyed, or it could be turned over and turn over a new leaf, so to speak. Nechreves, V'Loamar Nechreves, in the parentheses of Rashi, in the Haggah. Ki Nepeches v'shamish de'loshonos, Ra v'tov. Im lo yasu tshuva nechreves. That's what nefeches will mean. Vim yasu tshuva, oz nefeches k'alan shi Nineveh koi. She yefchu me'ro latova v'yasu tshuva. So nefeches, according to this Haggah in Rashi and other mafreshim also, that it leaves open the possibility of what's going to happen. And what happened? V'yaminu an shi Nineveh be'lokim. They believed. Why do they believe? Rashi quotes that some people from the boat, say the Radak, quotes, some people from the, that were on the boat were in the city, and they knew Yonah, and they knew this was true. They related the story, right? The Radak maybe is bothered at why would this non-Jewish city, right, Stone in the Mabo, they didn't all of a sudden believe, but they believed because they saw the nace. And they fasted, and they put on sackcloth, from the oldest until the youngest, or from the most noble to the most lowly. Even they finally got to the king of Nineveh. He took off his royal vestments. They all sat on the ground. They put on ashes as a sign of mourning and a sign of tshuva. They said in the name of the king, even the animals should fast. Al yiru v'mayim al yishtu. Animals, nobody eat, nobody drink as a sign of fasting. Rav Hirsch notes that this is not something Jewish. Jews don't make animals suffer. You know, maybe we'll put ashes on top of the animal to cause us to remember something. But it's a pagan type of idea that even the animal, the gods like fasting per se, and therefore even the animals are going to fast. Right? We know that fasting is just a tool in order to get us to think about Hashem, get us to do tshuva. But Rav Hirsch writes that they were still pagan connected. Nineveh was a heathen city where abstention and self-chastisement were regarded as being something meritorious, giving satisfaction to the gods. But that's what it says here. We believe in Tzar Balei Chaim. We believe that, yes, we have to fast in order to motivate us to do tshuva, but not really the animals. Vayishasu sakim adav behema, but they also covered in sackcloth the people and the animals, v'yikru'u el elokim b'chazka. They called to their God, to Hashem, b'chazka, with strength. What does b'chazka mean? What does b'chazka mean? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Tainas Daf Tezayin, Asru imahos levad vavlodos levad. They took the animals also, and they separated the mothers from the babies. And the mother, obviously, both were neighing and had this instinctual pain of separateness. Amrulafanav, and they said, Ribono shel olam, im ein atam rachim aleinu, ein atam rachim aleilu. You want us to have rachmanis on these animals? You need to have rachmanis on us. That's the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Tezayin. What did the Ben Yoyada, there says? What's the message of this chazal? Exactly what they did? Says the Ben Yoyada. Kasha lefi pshutam nirim af kerusa. Like, what's the message of this? V'nirali b'syata d'shmaya kavana kiva de behemos natsu ba'avara adam. Since animals were created for man, as we know, v'gim ein atam rachim aleinu levat alakzera. If you don't save us, ein anachlus v'yicham rachim aleilu ki ein sarak b'hem. Well, we'll cause the animals to suffer, and the animals will die. Well, the animals won't be needed if we're going to die. So that's why they were using the animals, because they recognized that all of animals were there just to serve man, and therefore they tried to use them as a prop. Good. So they called it. That was the strong taina that they had. Bechazka. V'yashuvu ish midarko hara'o. And everybody returned. Everybody should return and do tshuva from their evil ways. Umena chamas asher b'chapeyem. And from the chamas that was in their hands. What is chamas? From their bad ways. Umena chamas asher b'chapeyem. So one might say it means from the actions and from midos. Darko Hara'a is from the Derech Hara and from Midos. If you look at the Rambam talks about in the towards the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says that one has to do tshuva even from the Derech of Tshuva. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Hol v'rish kol adam nesuna lo, yishtado adam lasos tshuva, v'lin ar kapa michatov, shake out the sin from your hands, k'vedei sheyamus v'ubal tshuva, k'vedei sheyizka l'chayel amaba. Then the Rambam says, V'al tomar, she'ena tshuva ela me'avera sheish ben ma'isa. Don't think that tshuva is only from avera sheish ben ma'isa, k'go'in znus, the gezel, the geneva. It's only from the big averis that have a ma'isa to it. K'shem, you have to also do tshuva from the deos rose and the midos rose that caused the chait in the first place. That's, again, the Rambam here in Tshuva Zayin Gimel. Min ha-kas, min ha-evo, min ha-kino, min ha-tachrus, min ha-hitul, min redifas ha-mamon. Right? This is how do you change jealousy. Jealousy is just changing who we are, not just what we do, and from competition, and from levity inappropriate. Right, you have to leave the derech, darko. And maybe that's also connected to here in this pasuk, where the pasuk says, they left ishmi darko hara u'menachamas asher v'chapehem. Also, why dafkis chamas? Because we mentioned that chamas was the reason that it was destroyed. We mentioned that earlier in the Sefer, that's where connected to stone and to the marble. But dafka, chamas is mentioned here, because as the Radak says, u'menachamas hu keneged kulam, va'alav nigzera. Says the Chidush Harim, and say a number of the Mefarshim, Rav Soloveitchik also talks about this in volume 1 of Reflections of the Rav on page 20, and that is the Chidush Harim says in the context of Yom Kippur, right? We say in Ne'ilah, Laman Nechdal Me Oshek Yadenu, Hashem save us from the Oshek Yadenu, from the abuse that we have other people's money, Me Oshek Yadenu. So again, that's what we have. That's what we say by Ne'ilah, as the Chidush Harim. You know, we have so many averis. Why we dafka focus on gezel? And the answer he says, and the answer many mafarshim say, and that is really every chait has a gezel element to it. Says Rav Soloveitchik, all sinning involves thievery. When we indulge in what is forbidden, we are in effect taking that which is not ours. This concept may be even further extended. When we use our tongue to slander, we rightfully lose our right to use this organ henceforth. When our hands engage in wrongful deeds, our eyes in lasciviousness, our intelligence in deception, our free will in choosing evil, we as a result lose our further rights over these organs and faculties. Right? Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? All that we presumptuously call ours is really His. We may use these gifts conditionally for the period of our lifetime only with His concurrence and in accordance with His stipulations. When we sin, these chuyos, privileges, are forfeited and nullified. Their continued utilization is larceny. Wow. The great gift of tshuva is that it allows us to reacquire our rights over our lives, our faculties, and once again to partake rightfully of life's gifts. Because all of sin is taking the authority that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving it to us. But that's what the people of Nineveh did. They were able to do tshuva, not just from the Meisim, but even from the Derech, and also all of the sins that are called Chamas. Miodeya, and then they continued, and said everybody has to do tshuva, Miodeya Yashuv, whoever knows and recognizes Kadosh Baruch Hu should do tshuva, V'nichama Elokim, and our God will relent, V'shav, Mecharon, Apo, V'lo, Naved. And hopefully His anger will subside, and we won't be destroyed. Vayar Elokim es ma'asehem. Hashem saw their actions, ki shavu midarka mara. Again, He saw their actions, that they were shav from their derech hara. Also, that double play. Vayinachim Elokim es al harash, adibra lasos lehem v'lo asad. Hashem did not do what He was set to do. Remember the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. If the Navi says something good is going to happen and it doesn't happen, that shows he's a Navi Sheker. Because Hashem will never go back on something good. But something bad, something negative, then that definitely has a possibility to be changed if people merit it. So Shav Milachem Ara, again, the Gemara in Tainus on Daf Tezayin, that's where this is discussed. The Gemara says that what is Midarko Hara? So the Gemara says on Tezayin Amid Aleph, Vayar Lakim Es Ma'asim Ki Shav Midarko Hara, Vayiskasu Sakim Adam Ba Behema, as we mentioned, here's the line. Vayeshuv yesh bidakar rami chavad shem kapeim mayim and chavad shem kapeim amar Shmuel afilu gazal meirishu b'na'o bebira mekakeh kol abira kulo umachzir meirish labaylov. Right, there was a takana called takanas meirish. If somebody steals a board and uses it to build their house, Chazal say you can just give back the money. Because if you have to give back the board, then maybe you won't do tshuva, because it's such a pain to destroy your whole house in order to give the board back, so you'll say, forget it. But if we allow you to give the money, so then hopefully you will. So that's takanas meirish, the takana of the board. But what they do in Nineveh, they did such tshuva that they just destroyed the whole building, umachzir meirish lebaalav, and they gave it back. They gave back the meirish to the baalav. Why did they do that? If you look in the Sfas Emes, the Sfas Emes on that Gemara points out that the Rif quotes that. The Riv quotes that. Miu midehevi harit. Let's start from the beginning. Niret, demikom makom, lachar shiskinu deshinu yachozer, konami tam takanaz ashavim, vishaper tshuva shlema. He says, Niret, after, if you made a shinui on it, lachora, you shouldn't have to give it back. Even meikir adin. Miu midehevi harifze, mash maksas, daharotza lazakos betshuva shlema, tzorach lakakea habinyin, im chaver rotze et shalom. By the fact that the Rif quotes this line, it must be that for real tshuva shlema, you have to destroy the house. Chazal said, okay, you can get away with this, but that's really a bidyevet. But if you could destroy the whole house, if your friend wants it back, so then it sounds like you have to give it back. Vitzarech iyun. But maybe we learn even a halacha. Maybe the Rif learned the halacha from these deos. If you look in Rabbi Lau in Yachel Yisrael, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, he also discusses this Pasik, and he took comments on the Mishnah in the fourth parak, Mishnah Yud Aleph, where the Mishnah says, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Osa mitzvah achas, kona l'praklet echad, v'over avir achas, kona l'katigar echad, tshuva u'maisim tovim, kitris b'fnei peronis. Tshuva and maisim tovim are a protection, are a shield in front of the peronis. That's what he says. So he wonders here, why is tshuva put before maisim tovim? Right, shouldn't Maisim Tovim be first? Do Maisim Tovim, and that will lead you to tshuva. So says the Rabbi Lau, Rob Mefarshim Azvirim, Ki Zeo Iker Chidish Alatana, Ki Maisim Tovim Bilvad, Einem Maginim Ibnei Aparanis, Lelo Tshuva. Zeo Zbeateim Leklau Shuzka Lael, Ki Aver Mechabe Mitzvah. Right, it has to be that you have to have Maisim Tovim out of an outgrowth of tshuva. Out of an outgrowth of tshuva. Ki Atshuva Ikara Hi Avidui, Hacharat Alavar Vazivas Achet, Tshuva Hi Sur Meira, and then you have the Asei Tov. And then he says, Od Efshar Lomar, Ki Atana Balachadesh, this is what's important for us, Ki Tshuva Eina Goreres Maisim Tovim Achareha Eina Tshuva Ru'uya. A tshuva that stays in the realm of, I feel bad, but it doesn't lead to Maisim Tovim, that's not tshuva. It has to spur us on to do something positive. Adam Sha'osa Tshuva Al Ha'avar. It has to translate into actions. Translates into actions. And he quotes that from our story. Our story, and that the that Vayara Lekim is Maaseyem. Why does it say Vayara Sakam as Tanisam? It says Maaseyem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maasim HaTovim HaNilvim L'Tshuvasam. Ubekach Sar Avonam HaChatasam Kupra. It says they did. Doesn't say what they felt. Doesn't say their Hashem saw their regret. It's that no, Hashem saw what they did. And that is the Iker, as it says there, Tshuva u'maisim tovim, kitris lefnei peronis. That line in Chazal sounds like they did an unbelievable tshuva, like even more and super tshuva. There are sources, though, that pick up on this line and say, no. Maybe it just means that they did tshuva on what they did. But it doesn't mean that they had a Kabbalah. It doesn't mean that in the future, the Beis Elokim, the Mabit, brings this story of the Tshuvas Ninveh as a raya, that tshuva doesn't have to be complete. Even though most mitzvahs I say, we don't say chatzi shir as it has significance, but by tshuva it does. In the Beis Elokim in Shar HaTshuva in Perek Yud Beis, he quotes, Achar nispar inyan HaTshuva, ki charata vazivas achet nomar, ki einam kishar mitzvos. This is, tshuva is not like other mitzvos. Sha'os achelik mi ha-mitzvah, ein lo chelik schar mitzvah. If you only do part, you don't get schar. Kemo shedomar mitzvah sitzis, hu badalat kanfos, va'oso sitzis v'gimel kanfos, ein ha-makayim gimel chalki mitzvah, you don't get three quarters of a mitzvah. All four ma'akev. V'ulam ma'tshuva, gam ki ein ha-shleimah, chetia b'charata l'sha'avar, v'aziv ha-sachel la'asid. Even though you need all of it to be tshuva gemura, im kol ze ha-charata l'avad b'li aziv ha-sachet, mo'oksas. Even if you just feel bad, without changing your life, that helps a little bit. And the opposite. You don't feel bad about what you did, but you're like, okay, I'm not going to do it anymore. But you don't feel bad about what you did. So what are examples? Achav. He quotes Achav. Nichnam b'vnei Hashem v'mashakara v'gadav v'tzom v'shachah v'sak. Shirkim ischarit ha-masha'asa. V'lo'azav al-chatov. He had a charat al avar. He didn't have kabbalah al asid. V'im kol zeho elo, and it still helped. V'chein matzinu ba'anshe ninvei. Sheshavu la'asid sha'azvu acheit v'lo nischartu al avar. The opposite. They accepted not to do it again, but they didn't feel bad for what they did. And he quotes that from Yonah. V'yashuvu ishbi darko ha'ra'am and ha'chamat asher b'kapehem. Asher k'fir anira ki ha'chamat asher odenu b'kapam lo bal'uhu hu shahayim achzirim. V'lo ha'gezal ha'nechal shkashal ha'shivo. What was still there, they gave back. What they had already consumed, they didn't give back. And that's why the pasuk says, "Vayar Elokim ki shavu midarka marashi aziva sachet laasil levad v'im kol ze ho'olahem shenichem Elokim al harash yadibar laasos v'lo asa." So the radat, the Beis Elokim, the Mabit brings Ninveh and Achav as the two examples where even though it wasn't Shuvah Shlema, it was counted. The Michtam Eliyahu, Rav Dessler, also talks about this in the fourth volume on page 73. He quotes this as talking about Shuvah Ktana. Tshuva Ktana. It's not Tshuva Gedola, but it's Tshuva Ktana, and that also could work, at least to protect on some level. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot more about all of these Tshuvas, but this is the third parak. So again, if the first parak was all about Yonah running away and getting swallowed up, and at the end of the parak, Tshuva of the sailors, the second parak, Tshuva of Yonah, the third parak, Tshuva of the Anshe Ninveh, and then we have the fourth and final parak next time.